This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson. And guys, what a night of mixed martial arts last night, huh? UFC going down, we had Bellator 123, let me tell you, has done some major improvements under Scott Coker. What a night of fights. Could not believe that co-main event, Dustin Jacoby taking on King Mo Lawal. And, you know, we'll talk all about that today, because it's going to be awesome. Also today, we are going to be talking to Tamika Boom Boom Brents. That's right, she was our Twitter shout-out last week. And she will be fighting the infamous Fallon Fox. That's right, the transgendered fighter, which, you know what? That's been played out, guys. It's time to move on. You know what? She has been signed up by every athletic commission. Let her go. Not a problem. So we will be talking to Tamika today, and she will be taking on Fallon Fox September 13th at the Capital City Cage Wars in Springfield, Illinois. That is going to be one heck of a show. I cannot wait for that one. If I didn't have another thing tonight, I would go, but because I really want to see how that rolls down. Capital City Cage Wars always puts on an amazing, amazing show. But I will also be at the Shamrock Fighting Championships that night. They got some big news on the way, too, guys, that I'm hearing some rumors, and It's looking like there's some big stuff coming for them too. So, but you know what, guys, we are going to do it like we do every week here, and we're going to bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So remember to follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show, because you know what, we're going to kick it like there is no tomorrow this week. You know, I'm so stoked on the new season of Bellator. 123 went down, and, you know, it's definitely different. Scott Coker has definitely made some interesting changes that I think are going to be awesome. Just completely and totally awesome. But we're going to break down this whole card that went down. You know, some interesting stuff. Good former UFC guys, now big names in Bellator, and They're making it happen over there. It's just been so cool. So, all right, guys, you know what? Let's just get it rolling, because there's a whole bunch to talk about today. So stick with us, because coming right up, we're going to talk about Bellator 123 right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking about Bellator 123, which was Kern versus Pitbull, and that all went down at the Mohegan Sun Casino. You know, guys, I mean, it's been a long, hard road for Bellator. You know, they had some issues with their ratings after the whole big tournament end of Bjorn Rebney. Now, let me tell you, I have met Bjorn on several occasions and talked to him. Great guy, always good to us in the media. But I also have talked to Scott Coker on a couple of different occasions. Scott is a great guy. Seems like a great guy to work with. I know that everybody in the Bellator organization so far has just absolutely dug him. And so, you know, this really showed a different side to Bellator. It was a little professional wrestling with the whole Tito Ortiz and Stefan Bonner's official fight. There was some dude in the cage wearing a mask. I mean, I don't know. It was weird. So, but, you know, all of that aside, I still see this as going to be one heck of a fight. The other thing that I think is going to be really cool is that, you know, we're looking at a whole bunch of talent that they're coming over, and you could see that in the co-main event of Muhammad Lawal taking out Dustin Jacoby in the second round by a TKO. Now, Dustin stepped up on a bit of short notice on this fight. He had just recently fought in Titan Fighting Championships against Lucas Lopes and was victorious in that fight, but, you know, he stepped in, took some shots, and it was stopped by a TKO at 113 of round 2 here, if I'm looking at my notes, guys. Sometimes I gotta read it. But it all went down. Bellator.com was a where all the preliminaries took place. Brandon Fleming took out Blair Tugman. Great fight there. Dan Kramer defeated Perry Fickens. It was all a unanimous decision. That fight was a barn burner. Scott Cleave took out Matt Besmet, and that was a unanimous decision also. Now, Josh Diekman took out Mike Wessel with just a massive, massive KO. Round one just knocked him clean out. So great undercard, great, great undercard. The main event saw Chet Congo taking out LeVar Johnson, rear naked choke, really quick. I mean, like 3 minutes into round one. So the interesting one was Bobby Lashley. He is a former professional wrestler who took on Josh Burns. Finished rear naked choke at 354 of round two. Now, the thing that I found weird about this fight is that it didn't look like Josh threw a punch the second round. I mean, at all. He just kind of worked, and, you know, Bobby was using his wrestling, and I mean, he was a real wrestler, guys. I mean, back in the day, he's not just a professional wrestler. So, just good stuff in that one. And then, like I said, of course, Tandem McCoy takes down Brendan Ward, TKO. And that was quick. I mean, just like 21 seconds into round one, stepped over, started the beatings, he dropped, and it was all over with. And then, like I said, main event, Muhammad Lawal taking out Dustin Jacoby via TKO. And it was a great fight. You know, Dustin, I think, will definitely have a future in Bellator, which is awesome for him. I think that he's a great guy, needs that kind of work. I think that Dustin has always been up there in the big leagues and rightfully deserves to be in Bellator at this level. Now, the main event saw Pat Curran taking on Patricio Pitbull, and this thing was just, it was a back-and-forth battle the entire fight. And it was just, it was awesome to watch. Pat Curran was, you know, taking it out, and I had it, you know, going into round five, to me, it was 39-37 Pitbull. So, I mean, it was looking good. Heck of a fight, guys. And all the credit goes now, I think, though, to the turnaround with Scott Coker. I think that is going to be just great, great stuff. I'm not sad to see the tournament format go. I'm really not. If you liked the tournament, I get it, but just wasn't my cup of tea. It took too long to get things going, and so to me, it just never really, really got going. So I'm stoked for it, guys. I'm just stoked for it. So, all right, guys. Also, last night, big action in the UFC, and we will talk all about that next, coming up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, also last night, we had some UFC action go down on Fight Pass. That was UFC Fight Night 50. Jacare Souza taking Gegard Mousasi on. And it was one of those fights that, you know, they do the preliminaries on Fight Pass, and then they do the main events on Fox Sports 1. And it was awesome. I mean, just for a free card, this one was amazing. And you know what? I'm going to focus on one fight on this card and one fight only. I know that's crazy, but it was probably one of the craziest, bloodiest cuts I've ever seen, and I work as a cut man, guys. I mean, so, and that was the Mike Chiazza and Joe Lauzon fight. Now, Joe Lauzon has won more Fight of the Night bonuses than anyone in UFC history. He's now won more lightweight fights than his idol BJ Penn, which is pretty crazy. And so it's been amazing. Now, this fight took it all the way to the second round, and Joe landed a big knee and opened up this massive, massive cut on Chase's eyes. And it was, guys, it was, if you can go find the picture, I mean, it's a gaping, gaping wound. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. So, you know, it's a fight like this that I want to talk about for a bit. And so, guys, I know that MMA looks bloody to the average person out there, but, and cuts like this, they really are. I mean, they're bloody. And everybody was kind of talking on Twitter that, oh, it was an early stoppage. They didn't let the cut man do any work, that kind of thing. Guys, this cut was terrible. The only one that I could see was even rougher was the Caleb Starnes cut that Nate Quarry laid on him, that they basically said that they could see his skull through it. And so this was, I think that it was a great stoppage by the doctors. It's one of those things that no matter what, you have to keep the fighter safe. And I know that Chiazza he was angry after the fight. And so, you know, it may set up a rematch. But I tell you what, if they, I have not seen yet, to be perfectly honest, who won the performance of the night bonuses. If they don't win one over this, they got robbed. And this will make Joe Lozon like Scrooge McDuck mega rich. Because he has won, I believe, over $500,000 just in fight bonuses alone. So, UFC Fight Night 50, great stuff. And big props to Joe Lozon. So, alright guys, so stick with us, because coming up we are going to be talking to Tamika Boom Boom Brents, who is taking on Fallon Fox at the Capital City Cage Wars. It all goes down September 13th. Get your tickets, guys. This is going to be a barn burner, and you know, it's getting a whole lot of press, so we're here to talk to Tamika. We've also put out the word to Fallon, and we're waiting to hear back from her people, so we may talk to her, you know, in the near future, maybe the day of the fight. We'll find out. So, alright guys, stick with us, because we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, you know that I am a huge fan of women's MMA. The big Invicta card is coming up here real quick. But now, this fight that we got wind of, and it's awesome because I have been a big fan of Capital City Cage Wars. We're going to see Tamika Brents. She is an Invicta vet. I have seen her fight hardcore. She is 2-1 as a pro. She is going to be taking on Fallon Fox. That's right. The infamous Fallon Fox from CFA and from a couple of other organizations out there. Of course, the first transgendered fighter. Tamika, how you doing?
I'm awesome. Happy to be on the show.
Well, I am happy to have you. Now, Tamika, I have seen you fight a couple of different times. I was actually at the Jessica Halverson fight, which, let me tell you, folks, if you did not get to see Tamika Brents taking on Jessica Halverson at the Fight Hard MMA bout, she beat the brakes off of her, and I like Jessica, but my God, that was a beating. And then also, I was at the Amanda Bell fight against on the Esparza Hyatt card for Invicta. So you have really been around the sport, even though you've only been in the pros for just a bit. So for everyone out there who hasn't seen you yet, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I just like to punch people. I don't know. A 145 fighter. I fight out of Springfield, Illinois at the Kennel Fight Club. And basically, if you haven't seen me fight, it's a lot of forward motion and a lot of punches and elbows. So I just go in there and attack, I guess.
That you do. Yeah, I will never forget how much just how much of a beating you threw on Jessica that night. That was your pro debut, actually. It was in St. Louis, Missouri. You know, what is it like? Because your amateur record was huge. I mean, just absolutely huge. What was that step like from going from such an amateur record like that now straight into the pros and getting such a big win that way? It had to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to be one of the girls who fought 3 times as an amateur and then went pro just because, like, that's the minimum, I think. I don't even know the rules on that. I wanted to make sure that I earned my way to the pros, I guess you could say. And we planned on going pro. We had a bunch of pro fights lined up, and then one pulled out, and then another pulled out, and then I was supposed to have my pro debut against Randy Miller, who's a Olympic bronze medalist in wrestling. So I was really excited for that because I was sure an Olympic wrestler would not back out. Then we get there, and then she backed out. So we've been planning to go pro for, I think it was almost a year and a half, and just got nothing but back outs, and then finally getting the call from Fight Hard and fighting one of their girls who had been destroying people herself. I kind of just had that feeling that this fight was finally going to happen. I finally would be able to have my pro debut, and it turned out really well for me.
Yes, it did. It was one heck of a fight, guys. It was crazy. Now, and then let's talk about the next one, where you stepped up against Amanda Bell at the Invicta FC 4, which was the Esparza versus Hyatt card. Took that one all the way to an unanimous decision, but I tell you what, that was a war. Was that a lot of fun fighting for Invicta?
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome, Invicta. Everyone there, they're professional. They treat all their athletes and all the staff, everybody gets treated so well. All the fighters are excited to just throw on a show and represent women's MMA as best we can. And that fight was crazy. Amanda was, I believe she was number one at 145 as an amateur and had an awesome record herself. And I knew that we were both going to bring it. And I've been nervous in fights before, but that was probably the most nervous I've ever been because Big John was my ref. And then the announcer is announcing my name, and I'm just getting all hyped up. All my family and friends made the trip out there to come watch. And I'm seeing in the back, I'm warming up with girls that I watched fight on TV growing up and girls that have been in Strikeforce and Bellator and just watching them and just being in awe, I guess, just being around them like, hey, I'm on the same card as these people I've looked up to for so long. So now we're on, like, I guess, the even playing field. So that fight was amazing.
I tell you what, Invicta is always one of the preeminent organizations I love to go see live. I cover a whole lot, and I mean, I've done the Bellators, I've been to the UFCs, you know, that one. I absolutely love an Invicta show because the girls out there are always about proving it. You know, I'm not just another pretty face. I am here to beat you and show you how good I am. And I tell you what, that has always been every Invicta fight I've ever seen. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It's even like after Amanda and I fought each other, we had drinks afterward and partied together afterwards. And I think that was pretty much all the girls. We all hung out and we're just happy, like beat the crap out of each other. And then hang out afterwards. We're just, cause we know we all put everything out there and left everything in the cage. So it's kind of like, we have camaraderie with each other after we beat the crap out of each other. It's an awesome, awesome place to be.
And there is nothing wrong with that at all. So now, you just took a fight, let's see, June 14th against Bobby Joe Dalziel. That was a loss, your first pro loss. Talk a little bit through what happened there. I know that it was, a knee shot that took you out. But, you know, it happens. Everybody does it. What was it like to get that first loss in the pros?
It was my first loss ever, through amateur, through pro. I mean, I hate losing, one. I don't like losing anything, whether we're playing cards or video games or I don't care. I don't care if you're seven. I don't let my nieces and nephews win. They gotta earn it too. So, I hate losing. That's it. Period. And that fight, I always get the pre-fight jitters for some reason. I don't know if it was because I've been laid off for so long, coming off that knee surgery, and maybe it was cage rust. I had no jitters at all. It was almost as if I was just going to spar. And like, my teammate in my corner for that fight, Trevor Ward, he said the same thing. He's like, it was weird seeing me that calm. Usually it's like, I'm calm, I'm nervous. And then I'm really nervous, then the fight starts, and then I explode. There was no explosion at all. I mean, I won the first two rounds. I won the first round, I mounted her, and the 10-second clap went off, and I basically just tried to get as many hard shots in on the ground as possible before the 10-second went off. The second round, it was pretty much just all stand-up, and I won that round. And then the third round, I think she knew she was down in the scorecards, and she brought it, and she hit me. It wasn't even the knee to the... I got hit with two knees. One was to the body and one was to the face. The body knee was the one that really hurt. And it kind of, like, folded, and I basically just invited the knee to the face. And then we went up against the cage, and she was 6'1", I believe. I don't know. She was freaking huge.
Yeah, she's tall.
She was tall. And My training partner Trevor is 6'1", and I swear she was taller than him. I don't know. I was shooting in, trying to shoot in to get a takedown so they wouldn't stop it, and she sprawled out, and her legs seemed like they were on the other side of the cage. They were so far away. And then she just kept peppering. Most of them on the ground shot hit shoulder and stuff, but I don't disagree with the stoppage at all. I think it was a just stoppage. But I don't know. I just felt, I guess it's cage rust, and I was not my normal self. But now that I got that loss out of the way, I'm definitely trying to rally off another. It was 15 wins before my first loss.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Definitely trying to do another one of those for them. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Tamika Brents.
Well, now, so let's talk about it. It's the big fight coming up here, September 13th, Capital City Cage Wars. It is going to go down at the Prairie Capital Convention Center, Springfield, Illinois. Now, you are taking on Fallon Fox, and, you know, everybody knows who Fallon Fox is, transgender fighter, yada, yada, yada. We don't need to go into that anymore. Tell me more what it's like to be now fighting someone who has this kind of name. Even if she's only 4-1, what is the mood feel like, and what has just been kind of, what have you seen?
I've wanted to fight Fallon for a while now. I believe she said the same about me. When I saw her fight in CSA and all the hoopla and all that stuff that was going on with that situation, and then I don't know. I just wanted to fight her. I was just like, forget that. Let's forget about all this personal stuff and let's focus on talent and who's kicking whose butt in the cage. That's what I care about. I want to know what are you doing in the cage? What are you bringing into the cage? I could care less what anybody's doing outside of the cage or why they have hype behind them if it's outside of the cage. I don't care. I want to be known as an awesome fighter, one of the best female fighters ever. That's what I want to be known as. I don't want to be known for anything else but that when it comes to the fight game. And I just feel like this has been in the works for a while, whether or not people have talked about it or not. I feel like this was going to happen eventually. So what better day than September 13th?
Exactly. So now, has it been strange, though? I mean, any kind of weird, you know, Twitter, anything like that? Because there's always social media bashing, and fans are weird. What happens on social media?
Oh, my goodness. I've been getting waves of just, I don't even know, just anti-me, basically, against Fallon, and they're mad because somebody said something that was transphobic about Fallon. I didn't say anything about it, and it's just all this stuff, and I'm worried about me. I mean, I've been doing what my mom told me to do since I was a little kid. Mind your own damn business and worry about yourself. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. The only thing I care about is whoever I'm fighting, show up at weigh-ins, and then show up the night of the fight. That's all I'm worried about. That's all I care about. And I've been getting a lot of backlash, like, I don't know, just a bunch of crap. I pretty much just ignore it. I haven't responded to anything. I responded a couple of times on my fan page. They got bombarded with all sorts of comments and messages from Fallon fans arguing with my fans and then Fallon fans arguing with me. And I replied to, like, a couple, and then after that, I realized this is stupid.
Yeah, that's never good.
No point.
Yeah, you can never hit the haters up. You just can't hit the haters. That's never good. So
exactly. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, unless all of the people who are tweeting me or whatever are going to be at the fight cheering Fallon on, I really don't care. I mean, if you're gonna spew your opinion and whatever, buy a ticket.
Exactly.
Help with that.
Exactly. Buy a ticket. And that will be September 13th, Prairie Capital Convention Center. It is Capital City Cage Wars, Springfield, Illinois. Tamika, tell everyone how they can find you on social media.
I have a fan page under Tamika Boom Boom Brent on Facebook. My Twitter is Boom Boom Brent 1, and my Instagram is TB3_145.
Rock on. All right, guys. Tamika, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, and we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. It started up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, it is time for my favorite segment, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and, of course, our calendar of events, which, you know, there really isn't a lot of calendar events. I mean, there's stuff coming up, but, you know, we may actually blow that one off today just because of the big fights last night. So, you know, I mean, man, you got to love Patricio Pitbull taking the title back from Pat Kern. I mean, that was just something to watch. So, all right, guys, we are jumping into our first story, which is going to be that we mentioned a little bit earlier that now Tito Ortiz and Stefan Bonner have been confirmed for November for Bellator, and also on that card will be a Michael Chandler fight, so that should be fun. Looking forward to that. Now, also this week, all charges against former UFC fighter Thiago Silva have been dropped, and he was instantly signed back to the UFC. So now he is all good to go, and we'll be probably fighting soon in a cage near you. Evidently, his wife made up a whole bunch of different stuff that came out, and it wasn't quite all of what they made it out to be. So, should be something. So, looking forward to seeing him again. Now, in other legal news, though, the artist formerly known as War Machine, that would be John Coppenhaver, who is now facing charges of attempted murder against his former girlfriend, porn star Christy Mack. Man, you don't screw with porn stars. That just, it's got bad news written all over it. I mean, it sounds like it'd be a great time for a while, and then just not so much. So, he is definitely going to be arraigned here, faces 32 felony counts, including attempted murder. So, he is looking at life in prison. I mean, that's a sad, sad state of affairs there. He's been a messed up kid since, you know, the days of The Ultimate Fighter. Seemed really, you know, like a genuine guy whenever I talked to him a couple of times, but I mean, I was texting him once and he told me that, you know, his Twitter account got hacked and so he decided to punch himself in the face and bloodied up his face. That kind of weird stuff went down. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and I hope everything works out for Christy Mack and that she is able to recover quickly. So, you know, no matter what she does for a living, no woman needs that. So, not good. And finally, Alexander Gustafsson is now willing to take another fight before the title shot, says his manager. What I see is he probably needs some cash. I mean, you know, he's not in the big monies yet, so I could definitely see that going on. So, all right, that is going to do it for our week that was. And our Twitter shout-out this week is going to be Fallon Fox. Why? Because she follows us on Twitter, and you should too. Go to @ThatMMAShow and let me know if you want to be our Twitter shout-out of the week. So, again, that is to Fallon Fox. Check her out at @FallonFox. That is Fallon Fox, and that is our Twitter shout-out of the day. And our calendar of events, we are talking about one thing and one thing only, and that is Invicta FC on Fight Pass tonight. That is going to be awesome. We are going to see Michelle the Karate Hottie Watterson. We are going to see just a whole plethora of others, including Smashley Ashley Cummings. And, you know, everybody has kind of said since the tough 20 is coming out with all of the Invictas 115-pound division that there wouldn't be much for Invictas. No, not at all. I am looking forward to the biggest fight I'm looking forward to is going to be India Gomes taking on Tanya Evinger. Now, this is going to be a war. They both are at the 135 weight division. I know that India has fought some of the biggest names, including a man in Brazil. If you ever Valley Tudo fought this guy, go look. It's bare knuckle. It's crazy. But Tanya Evinger is no slouch. Very first woman competitor against Gina Carano on national television. So if you didn't know that, a little bit of trivia knowledge here for you on that MMA show. So, all right, guys. That is going to do it. So stick with us, because we're going to talk about what's coming up next week, which is not much. So I know that sounds weird, but stick with us and check it out. So right here on Indio Radio on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.